keep on debating about what you can do and what you can't do. But scripture said they were on one accord in prayer, in prayer, in prayer and supplication unto God. In other words, the church got together and said the only way we're going to come through this, because we're waiting on a promise. How many of you waiting on a promise? How many of you waiting on a word? How many of you waiting on something to be manifest? The disciples, the apostles, the followers, they was waiting because Jesus said, go to the upper room and wait for me. So they got together. They were praying, seeking God. God, you said for us to come because you're going to give us the Holy Spirit. And you said that when the Holy Spirit comes, we're going to have power to be witnesses. When the Holy Spirit comes, we're going to have power to be witnesses. So they were waiting on a promise, but they were on one accord. They were all together in one place, waiting for the promise that Jesus has spoke to them. And I'm here to tell you that the church has got to get on one accord. The church has got to get in one place. If we're going to see the move of God move like we've been declaring, we've got too much division for God to move. But when we get on one accord, there is a time, there is a place, there is a season that God, he gonna show his hand strong. He gonna show his hand mighty. And he said, today, today is Pentecost. We are remembering what took place when he arose. He came back. He endowed them with power. Last night was a dark night. Last night was a lonely night. A lot of people were confused, didn't know what was going on. But you know the saying that just before daybreak, it's the most darkest. Just before the promise is manifested, things get bad. Just before we see the word of God being manifested in our life, the devil will shut the lights off and he'll come with everything that he got. But God said, in the morning, don't you fret, because morning is on the way. Don't you worry, Pentecost, it is here. He has risen. He has given us all power. And we don't have to worry. We don't have to cry. We don't have to moan. Because he got up. We getting up. We getting up with all power. Pentecost, 50. Jubilee. Jubilee is a time of celebration. Jubilee is a time where we celebrate. We get excited. We, as they say in the world, we turn it up. But we're not turning it up and dropping it like it's hot. But we turn it up because God is God and Jesus is Lord. And he has all power in his hands. And there is nothing too hard for God to do. So because he got up, we can get up. Because he overcame, we can overcome. I'm here to tell you that Pentecost today is not just your day, but it's the day of the church of the living God, the kingdom of the living God. We are rising. We are showing forth because we got victory. Pentecost. Pentecost is celebration. It's time to get your dancing shoes on. No matter what you look like on last night, get up, wash your ashes off. Get up, loose the shackles. Get up, get your feet free. Get up, get your heart free. Get up and get your mind free. Get up and say, I'm free. I am free. I got victory because it's Pentecost. There is power. power being released in the earth. I heard the Holy Spirit say, and I've been praying, God, release your power. You heard me this morning. Release your glory. Let your anointing, let it fall. Let it fill. Woo, God. Quit worrying about what they're doing. The sinner going to do. The unruly going to do. The Holy Spirit said the unrighteous, the unruly is going to do what they're going to do. Yeah, we pray for them. But don't let yourself get caught up in what they're doing. Yeah, we discern the times. We use wisdom. We discern the moment. But you got to know that at the end of the day, even though the devil looked like he won, you got to declare, but I got the victory. You got to declare, it's Pentecost in my life. It's Pentecost. It's the Jubilee. This is your day of Jubilee. You might not could have shouted all week long by reason of what you've been going through. Maybe you had an in the tomb experience. Maybe you had a separation experience and you didn't know if God was going to come through. But you made it to the day and you can declare that he came through. It's my Pentecost. So I'm getting up. I got victory. I'll let nothing. I know it says separate me, but I'll let nothing steal my praise. I'll let nothing steal my worship. It's Pentecost. I don't know what you've been encountering, but you made it to the day. Those hard shackles, those hard chains have been loosed from off of you. Oh, you can dance. They sing that song, you can dance on the head of your enemy. You can dance on the head of your enemy. Why? Because the devil thought he had Jesus. He thought he had silenced the church. He thought he had won. He thought because he hung him on the cross and he dropped his head in the locks of his back, of his shoulders, and they took him down and put him in a borrowed tomb. The devil thought, oh, I got him now. The church is getting ready to be solid. I'm getting ready to stop what this Jesus man was getting ready to do. But he didn't know that Jesus had a ram in the bush. He didn't know that Jesus was the plan. He didn't know that he was playing the very card that God wanted him to play. He played the very card that God wanted him to play, because God knew that Jesus had to go down. That's why he sent him. He's the ultimate sacrifice. He knew. See, you got, let me help you. There's some plans that's got to carry out in your life. There are some things that's going to happen in your life because it's in the plan of God. I know you don't. We don't like that. So you saying that test, that thing that I went through, yeah, that's in the plan of God. There are some things that's got to happen. Why? Because that is going to produce something else. That's going to produce the promise. Before you can get the promise, you got to die. Before you can get the promise, there are some things that's got to die in your life. There are some things that's got to happen. So don't look at what you're going through as a kick and as a knock and as a discredit to the Lord. No, say, God, what are you doing with this? How are you using this for my life? Where are you taking me to? What is this thing that I'm going through right now going to produce down the road? Quit looking for your immediate blessing right here. Yeah, there's some things we're going to get immediately, but there are some things that's not going to come until we get down the road. Woo! Don't rush it. Don't rush it. There's a song somebody used to sing, "Get Me Out, Jesus." Don't sing that. Don't say, "Get Me Out," because God got you in there for a reason. You're in it because he's trying to help you. He's trying to perfect you. He's trying to make you. He's trying to pull out what shouldn't be in there so he can put in what should be there. So when you get to your Pentecost, so when you get to your day of Pentecost, it might not be 50 days after Easter, but it may be 50 days after you went into that test. Woo! It may be a little while after you, 5 months after you went into that test, 6 months, 7 months, a year. It may be a little while, but when you get to your Pentecost, because you stood the process, because you stayed faithful, because you stayed focused, because you stayed in God's vein. When the day, your day of Pentecost shows up, you won't have no problem with saying, oh, I know where this coming from. Oh, I know what door open this. I know why this door is open. I know what God is doing. Because he said, after you suffered a while, after you suffered a while, he said, then I'll make you perfect. I'll establish you. I'll lift you up, and I'll put you on a firm foundation. Basically, I'm just kind of paraphrasing it. But you see, he said you got to suffer first. Before Jesus could rise, he had to die. Before there was a Pentecost, he had to go into the closed places. Before there was a resurrection, he had to die. So don't get mad at what you're going through. Ask God to help you, to give you an understanding, to help you stay right there. Work on me, Lord. I know it's 400 degrees and it's hot. And you're trying to get out. But all you can see is that little glass door through the oven and you can't get out. You can see what's going on, but you can't get out. And you're saying, God, if you just get me out, can I have a breathing room? No, you can't have no breathing room. I'm your breath. I'm the breath of life. I'm breathing in you. Because at the right time, at the right moment, he's not going to crack it. He's going to open it all the way. Because when Jesus came, he came in all, everything that he had to give unto the disciples. Check this out. Everything that they needed. Everything that they needed. What's the saying? Nothing lacking, nothing missing, nothing broken. They had everything that they needed. When he endowed them, he gave them everything that they needed. So I'm going to let you know, I'm done. On this Pentecost Sunday. Woo, you made it. 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 Song that says, through the storm and rain, I made it. Through heartache and pain, I made it. Sickness, sunshine and rain, I made it. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Didn't know if I was going to make it, but I made it. I was so deep in the cave, didn't know how to get out, but I made it. You made it all by yourself. You made it. You know how we eat all by ourselves. But you made it. You made it to Pentecost Sunday. And guess what? You're going to make it to your Pentecost Sunday. You're going to make it to your day of breakthrough. To your own personal, individualized, original shape and plan just for you. Your day of Jubilee. Hold on, saints. Hold on. I know sometime in the cave, we find daisies and flowers and other things to do. Put them all back. The cave was just a temporary. Don't bring nothing out with you. Whatever you picked up, don't bring it out here. Don't bring it with you. Let it go. I said, God, I messed up. I picked up the wrong seed. Woo! Put it back. Dig it up. Throw it up. Spit it up. Burn it up. Whatever you got to do, get rid of it. Because when you come into your day of Pentecost, you don't want nothing to hinder you from being able to celebrate in the fullness of what God has done for you. We made it. The devil thought he won last night. 11:59, he was raising his ugly head. But God, he didn't know there were prayer warriors on the wall calling for a spirit of peace. And I'm here to tell you, God ain't finished yet. God is not finished yet. Yes, it's sad what's going on across these United States. But I understand, but it's sad. But I'm here to tell you, like he told me last night, intercessors, it's time to arise. It's time for us to discern what is going on. This is not just about what's happening in the natural. That warfare that took place on last night is the same warfare that's taking place in the heavens. I'm talking about spiritual. You don't understand it? Come talk. We'll talk about it. Because the enemy, he knows that his days are short. He ain't got long. He ain't got long, saints. We ain't got long. You ain't got time to be playing, thinking about, am I going to serve the Lord, trying to figure it out. No, honey, by this time, you should already know. If this pandemic hadn't made you assured of who you're going to serve, I don't know what's going to make you. But it's time for us to stop playing and stop trying to figure out what we're going to do. Your feelings going to get hurt in the world, and they're going to get hurt in church. I'm just going to tell you, they're going to get hurt in church. People in the world not doing everything you want them to do, and people in church not going to do everything you want them to do. But honey, it's time to get ourselves together. Decide what you're going to do. Either you're in the boat or you're out of the boat. Meaning either you're going to serve God all out or you're not going to serve him. Bible says choose this day who you're going to serve. You're going to serve the gods of the Amorites, the idol gods, or you're going to serve the true and living God. What you going to do? It's up to you. It's up to you. God already done everything he going to do. He waiting on us to walk into it. That's really what, he's done everything he's going to do except for come back. He done it all. He's waiting on us to come to him so we can release what he's put in us and made available for us. Bishop's been teaching about the righteousness of God being justified. Come on. You justified. God, the blood covers you. Come on. You don't have to fiddle faddle and wonder, am I going to be in the boat or am I out the boat? Is it okay? You struggling with sin? You struggling with habits? Come on, you got to get it together. Is that liquor drink giving you more pleasure than you worshiping God? Is that cigarette, that cussing, that lying, is that giving you more than what God has for you? Choose this day. It's Pentecost Sunday. It's Pentecost Sunday. You got to choose who you're going to serve. And then serve him with everything. You can't use the excuse, well, I don't know how to live right. You sure don't. That's why Galatians 2 and 20 say, he lives in us. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Because he's going to live it in us. If we knew how to live right, there was no reason for him to have died. There was no reason for us to have Pentecost Sunday. Because we know how to do it, but we don't. So I encourage you. Glory to God. Woo! I encourage you. Make a decision. Who you gonna serve? Make a decision. And since I made it to Pentecost Sunday, I'm gonna celebrate. I'm gonna rejoice in my jubilee. Because God has done for me what no man could do. God did it, and I'm alive to tell it. So I'm gonna celebrate. Because the devil thought he had me. How many of you can be a witness that the devil thought he had you? But you, God, made a way for your escape. And you can declare, I got a way. I got a way. I got a way, saints in here. You got an I got a way, praise. I made it to Pentecost. I made it to be able to celebrate and to rejoice in the God of my salvation. Do I got anybody? Hey!